Alaskans decided on mayors, assembly members, and school board candidates in local elections across the state yesterday. Fairbanks North Star Borough incumbent Luke Hopkins won a second three-year term with more than 51% of the vote over challenger Norm Phillips. Voters in the Fairbanks North Star Borough also approved an initiative that bans borough officials from regulating air pollution from wood from home heating devices, including hydronic heaters that burn wood. The decision strips the borough of enforcement powers connected to air quality and wood-burning devices. The decision comes a few months before state and local officials must submit a plan telling the Environmental Protection Agency how the area will correct its perennially polluted air. In other races, we have updates from the Mat-Su Borough, Wrangell, Sitka, and we'll start in Juneau.
The capital city is getting a new mayor, while a bond proposition for local projects appears to be failing. I'm Matt Miller in Juneau, where in the mayor's race, former firefighter and former assembly member Merrill Sanford maintains an edge over Cheryl Geeby, the former head of the local chapter of the League of Women Voters. Sanford campaigned on fostering a pro-economic business climate.
We want people to come here, and we want people to open stores here, no matter what the store is. And we want jobs here.
GB jumped into the race almost at the last minute and said she wanted to bring new energy to Juneau.
It took me a while to get going, yes. If I had another month, I think the numbers would be different. I would have had more time to talk to individual people.
Sanford will likely replace Bruce Botello, who is just finishing three consecutive terms as mayor and could not run again this year because of term limits. Juneau voters also elected assembly members and members of the local school board. A measure extending a temporary 1% sales tax for 5 years to fund a variety of deferred maintenance and capital improvement projects passed, but a $25 million bond issue for another package of projects may be defeated by a narrow margin. If the bond issue does pass, then a portion of the revenues from the temporary sales tax would help fund the bond's debt service and mitigate some of the burden on property taxpayers. Unofficial voter turnout in Juneau was just over 25%, with over 1,400 absentee and question ballots still to be counted. Those returns could change the final results for the bond issue and the mayor's race. The final ballot count is Friday, with the results likely certified on Tuesday. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
This is Ariel Van Cleve in Wrangell. According to unofficial results from the Wrangell Borough Clerk, David Jack beat challenger Don McConaughey in the mayoral race by only 5 votes. James Stowe received 400 votes for Borough Assembly Seat C and will serve a 3-year term. Pam McCloskey also will serve a 3-year term on the Assembly. She received 426 votes and ran unopposed. Maxlin Wiederspoon won a seat on the Assembly Board by receiving almost 200 more votes than her challenger, Billy Younts. She will serve an unexpired term until October of next year. The Canvas Board will meet at City Hall Thursday afternoon to go through absentee ballots, and the Borough Assembly plans to certify official results next Monday evening. I'm Ariel Van Cleve.
This is Ed Ronco in Sitka, where incumbent Mayor Cheryl Westover has been unseated. Assemblymember Mim McConnell brought in more than 46% of the vote in a 3-way race for mayor. Westover had a third of the ballots cast, Assemblymember Tor Christensen roughly 20%. McConnell says she's ready to jump in.
Oh, I have so many ideas. I'm excited about the future, and I'm ready to go to work, and I'm looking for people to work with me.
There were 3 seats open on Sitka's Assembly. Voters returned Phyllis Hackett to a 3-year term. Also elected was Matthew Hunter, who said he is excited and humbled by the more than 1,700 votes he received Tuesday night.
That's a lot of people, and I don't know that I know that many people in Sitka. So this is really exciting, and I look forward to representing the people.
The 3rd seat goes to Michelle Putz, who will serve for 1 year. 4th place finisher Aaron Swanson is behind by 85 votes, pending the count of nearly 400 absentee ballots. Dallas Peavy took 5th place to round out a crowded field for Assembly. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.
I'm Ellen Lockyer. Larry DeVilbiss garnered almost twice as many votes on Tuesday, as did challenger Mark Masteller, to retain his seat as Matanuska-Susitna Borough Mayor. Just over 15% of the registered voters in the borough turned out to the polls. Close to 2,000 absentee and special needs ballots are yet to be counted, and election results won't be official until October 16th. DeVilbiss was elected in a special election in January of 2011 to fill a partial term when a former borough mayor stepped down. If DeVilbiss is sworn in this time, it will mark his first full term. Borough mayors can serve two terms. Borough voters okayed a ballot proposition that would give seniors and disabled veterans a boost in their property tax exemptions, but voters turned down a bid to create a new fire service area for Willow.
That was KSKA's Ellen Lockyer.